Initiative 502. This is 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. It's the It's Legal a Mile Away show episode of 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. And just so you know, the mule is in the market, wants to sell his 40 acres and buy another 40 acres sort of just west of the UI farm, somewhere in there. So, I'll be checking the real estate listings soon, and we'll get our 40 acres going. Section 1 says there shall be a marijuana producer's license to produce marijuana for sale at wholesale to marijuana processors and other marijuana producers regulated by the state liquor control board and subject to annual renewal. The production, possession, delivery, distribution, and sale of marijuana in accordance with the provisions of this act and the rules adopted to implement and enforce it by a validly licensed marijuana producer shall not be criminal or civil offense under Washington state law. There's a section on retail licenses. Neither a licensed marijuana producer nor a licensed marijuana processor shall have a direct or indirect financial interest in a licensed marijuana retailer. The Washington State Liquor Control Board may cause an inspection of the premises to be made and may inquire into all matters in connection with the construction and operation of the premises for the purpose of reviewing any application for a license and for consideration the denial, suspension, revocation, or renewal or denial thereof of any license. The State Liquor Control Board may consider any prior criminal conduct of the applicant, including an administrative violation history record with the State Liquor Control Board and a criminal history record information check. And they go on and on about fees and so forth to be set up. The State Liquor Control Board shall not issue a license for any premises within 1,000 feet of the perimeter of the grounds of any elementary or secondary school, playground, recreation center, or facility, child care center, public park, public transit center, or library, or any game arcade admission to which is not restricted to persons aged 21 years or older. The State Liquor Control Board shall give substantial weight when issuing or denying a license to objections from an incorporated city or town or county legislative authority based on chronic illegal activity associated with the applicant's operations of the premises proposed to be licensed or the applicant's operation of any other licensed premises or the conduct of the applicant's patrons inside or outside the licensed premises. Chronic illegal activity means a pervasive pattern of activity that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare of the city, town, or county, including but not limited to open container violations, assaults, disturbances, disorderly conduct, and other criminal law violations, or as documented in crime statistics, police reports, emergency medical response data, calls for service, field data, or similar records of a law enforcement agency for the city, town, county, or other municipal corporation or any state agency. Licenses can be transferred without charge. The Liquor Control Board can inspect all the operations and equipment and screening and hiring. They must adopt the rules by December 1st, 2013, and establish the following procedures: licensing of marijuana producers, processors, and retailers, determining in consultation with the Office of Financial Management the maximum number of retail outlets that may be licensed in each county, taking into consideration population, security and safety issues, the provision of adequate access to the licensed sources of usable marijuana and marijuana-infused products to discourage purchases from the illegal market. Determining the maximum quantities of marijuana, usable marijuana, and marijuana-infused products a marijuana processor may have on the premises of a licensed location at any time without violating Washington state law. Determining the nature, form, and capacity of all containers to be used by licensees to contain marijuana, usable marijuana, and marijuana-infused products and their labeling requirements, to include but not be limited to the business or trade name and Washington State Unified Business Identifier number of the licensees that grew, processed, and sold the marijuana, lot numbers of the marijuana, THC concentration, medically and scientific accurate information about the health and safety risks posed, and other things. In consultation with the Department of Agriculture, establish classes of marijuana and marijuana-infused products according to grade, condition, cannabinoid profile, THC concentration, and other qualitative measurements deemed appropriate by the State Liquor Control Board, establishing reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions and requirements regarding advertising of marijuana, usable marijuana, and so forth, taking into consideration minimizing exposure to people under 21 of age to the advertising, federal laws relating to marijuana that are applicable within Washington State, and the inclusion of medically and scientific accurate information about the health and safety. Section 11. Every licensed marijuana producer and processor must submit representative samples of marijuana to third-party testing, independent third-party testing, meeting the accreditation requirements established by the State Liquor Control Board for inspection and testing to certify compliance with standards adopted by the State Liquor Control Board. Retail outlets shall sell no products or services other than usable marijuana or infused products or paraphernalia intended for the storage and use of usable marijuana or marijuana-infused products. They shall not employ persons under the age of 21 or allow them on the premises. Licensed marijuana retailer shall not display any signage in a window, on a door, or on the outside of the premises of a retail outlet that is visible to the general public from a public right-of-way other than a single sign no larger than 1,600 square inches identifying the retail outlet by the licensee's business or trade name. They shall not display usable marijuana or marijuana-infused products in a manner that is visible to the general public from a right-of-way. No licensed marijuana retailer or employee shall open or consume or allow to be opened or consumed any usable marijuana or marijuana-infused product on the outlet premises, and a fine of $1,000 for each violation of each subsection of Section 14, which I was just reading. Section 19, except as authorized by this chapter, it is unlawful for any person to manufacture, deliver, or possess with intent to manufacture or deliver a controlled substance. Any person who violates this section with respect to a controlled substance classified in Schedule 1 or 2, which is a narcotic drug, or flunitrazepam, including its salts, isomers, and salts of isomers classified in Schedule 4, is guilty of a Class B felony and upon conviction may be imprisoned for not more than 10 years. fine not more than $25,000 if the crime involved less than 2 kilograms of the drug, or both such imprisonment and fine. Okay, they're talking about other drugs here in Initiative 502. I'm not sure why. It is unlawful for any person to use drug paraphernalia to plant, propagate, cultivate, grow, harvest, manufacture, compound, convert, produce, process, prepare, test, analyze, pack, repack, store, contain, conceal, inject, ingest, inhale, or otherwise introduce into the human body a controlled substance other than marijuana. Okay. Every person who sells or gives or permits to be sold or given to any person any drug paraphernalia in any form commits a Class 1 civil infraction under Chapter 7.80. The purpose of this subsection, drug paraphernalia, means all equipment, products, and materials of any kind which are used, intended for use, or designed for use in planting, propagation, so forth and so on, shall not be used for any drugs other than marijuana. So interesting. I want to get to the part about possession. Talk about forfeiture. I guess if you don't do things right. There's a dedicated marijuana fund, which is going to pay for education, and the state treasurer will be the custodian of the fund. All taxes, license fees, penalties, forfeitures, and other monies. Taxes. Cost-benefit analysis. Oh, driving under the influence. Any person who operates a motor vehicle within this state is deemed to have given consent subject to the provisions of RCW 46.61.506 to a test or tests of his or her breath or blood for the purpose of determining alcohol concentration, THC concentration, which is added, or the presence of any drug in his or her breath or blood if arrested for any offense where, at the time of arrest, the arresting officer has reasonable grounds to believe the person has been driving or was in actual physical control of a motor vehicle while under the influence of intoxicating liquor or any drug or was in violation of, like I said, 46.61.503. Neither consent nor this section precludes a police officer from obtaining a search warrant for a person's breath or blood. The test or tests of breath shall be administered at the direction of a law enforcement officer having a reasonable grounds to believe the person to have been driving or in actual physical control of a motor vehicle within the state while under the influence of intoxicating liquor or any drug, or the person to have been driving or in actual physical control of a motor vehicle while having alcohol or THC in a concentration in violation of RCW 46.61.503 in his or her system and being under the age of 21. I see. However, in those instances where the person is incapable due to physical injury, physical incapacity, or other physical limitation of providing a breath sample, or where the person is being treated in a hospital, clinic, doctor's office, emergency, medical vehicle, ambulance, or other similar facility, or where the officer has reasonable grounds to believe that the person is under the influence of a drug, a blood test shall be administered by a qualified person as provided in RCW 46.61.506. The officer shall inform the person of his or her right to refuse the breath or blood test and of his or her right to have additional tests administered by any qualified person of his or her choosing as provided by blah, blah, blah. The officer shall warn the driver in substantially the following language that if the driver refuses to take the test, the driver's license, permit, or privilege to drive will be revoked or denied for at least 1 year. If the driver refuses to take the test, the driver's refusal to take the test may be used in a criminal trial. If the driver submits to the test and the test is administered at the driver's license, permit, or privilege to drive, will be suspended, revoked, or denied for at least 90 days if the driver is age 21 or over and the test indicates either that the alcohol concentration in the driver's breath or blood is 0.08 or more, or the THC concentration of the driver's blood is 5.00 or more. I guess that's nanograms per milliliter. The driver is under age of 21, and the test indicates either that alcohol concentration, the driver's breath or blood, is 0.02 or more, or the THC concentration of the driver's blood is above 0.00. That's if you're under 21. And they can revoke your license and so forth. Okay. And they talk more about refusing a blood test and how they can revoke your license for a year. The person is guilty of being in an actual physical control of a motor vehicle. If the person has, within 2 hours of being in an actual physical control of the vehicle, an alcohol concentration of 0.08 or higher, and THC concentration of 5.00 or higher, as shown by analysis of the person's blood. And it goes on about driving. Looks like it's legal to possess up to an ounce if you're over 21. 40 acres and a clone mule. And we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Doors.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm listening to Kiwi, Dave. That's why.
A radio station? You can't open the pod bay doors because of a radio station?
That is correct, Dave. Using the frequency modulation system. A vertically polarized signal is received by my main doors and matrixed into a multitude of musical sources. That is why I cannot open the pod bay doors. All systems are slave to my master processor, which is currently monitoring the mini tuners in this earth station.
Well, when will you be done listening?
Yahweh transmits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I shall be done in the year 3012, with current fuel estimates.
Well, if you can't open the pod bay doors, can you pipe QE in?
I'm pleased to assist you, Dave.
Transmitting at 400 watts of intergalactic power.
I guess this was it.
Okay, we're back. 40 acres and clone mule. So, a couple things I got to tell you. I probably have an hour and 15 minutes of marijuana songs I can play. Cannabis, we'll call it. Cannabis. And once again, the mule is looking to sell his 40-acre plot and buy another, hopefully 40-acre plot on the other side of the state line, which is within the KUOI signal listening area. And we can do our program from there in the future, maybe. So, and finally, somewhere in an off-campus apartment in Pullman yesterday.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Oh, right now! Oh, yeah! picture there.
Okay, you just stay in the left hand lane there. Act the overpass.
Okay. Merry Christmas, deputy.
Yeah, right on, sir.
Guesses is how this
trespass here is okay. If General Lincoln had one of them President Grants in his back pocket, you know what? Are you smoking that?
No, that's out, Constable. So okay, all right, sure. It's all in a day's expense. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's right.
See, you are listening to the local
marijuana
boys
smoking
there.
Experts point out can make a helpless addict of its victim within weeks, causing physical and moral ruin and death.
Pot is a better drug than alcohol.
Facts! I'll prove it to you. You're at a ball game or a concert. Someone's really violent and aggressive and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot? Drunk would be the one and only correct answer. Thank you very much. Drunk would be the one and only correct answer. I have never seen people on pot get in a fight because it is impossible.
Marijuana!
is not a drug. It is a plant that is growing in my closet.
You can't get rid of it. You know why you can't get rid of it?
It's a weed.
And weed should never be expensive. To me, weed should be like a lawyer. You know, if you cannot afford some, some is appointed to you.
Persistent marijuana use leads to the same kind of chronic lung issues. I'm talking about persistent cough.
And it's weird, in California this summer, all the state parks caught on fire, which was sad because these parks are full of weed. It's bad news. It's like, even the guys fighting the fires are like, oh my God, make another rainbow, Tommy. Oh my God. Weird. Even Smokey the Bear is going, only you can. I knew this. And California weed is big-ass
of weed.
This is weed that even Jamaicans go, oh, don't smoke that weed, man. It's California catatonic. It's the type of weed you hit it, it's like... Something. What is it? All right, breathe. Oh. And you get so stoned, you end up sitting on your couch for a week to the point where your cat's going, get up!
Oh, Harry!
I know mellow, but this is freaking ridiculous! They're gonna have to regulate it, and they're gonna have to put a warning on a box of joints. It's gonna have to say, Surgeon General has determined this will make your music awesome. Even Yanni. And if you thought you enjoyed cartoons before,
marijuana!
They're gonna have ads, and it'll be like, instead of the Marlboro Man, it'll be the Mendocino Man. It'll be a cowboy in the back of a horse going, my choice, goddamn. Even the horse will be going, I don't know where the fuck I am. Goddamn, I got a little cotton out here, I got nothing.
Losing his mind.
Lost his mind.
Come on, let's get away from here then.
money reefer man.
Reefer man.
Oh, that money, money, money reefer man.
Reefer man.
He smokes a reefer, he gets high, then he flies to the sky. That funny, funny, funny reefer man. That thing slightly, lightly, and politely. Why, that cat's still high.
Yeah, man!
I totally stand against this friendly, happy, feel-good, pro-marijuana culture that's out there.
We're getting fed up with these Washington Nazis.
Everybody's so different, because some people really like it and some people don't.
It's trying to minimize something that I'm sorry to say is deadly serious.
Do I find marijuana to be an aphrodisiac? Hell yeah. Oh, yes.
That's how I roll.
Pot makes me horny.
Not for me, no.
Really?
Yeah.
They try to tell you that marijuana is not a gateway. It's a huge gateway.
Gateway drug.
Your gateway theory.
It's possible to just be a pot smoker. It's not necessarily a gateway drug. Sometimes the gate is locked, and I stay happily within my perimeter.
Now everybody gather round and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick.
But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only help that you'll ever need. Because everything is better with a bag of weed.
There you go, you're all getting it now.
When Texas people wanna feel good,
they go assault a queer.
When stupid people need a thrill,
they rent the Rocketeer.
When Michael Jackson needs a rush,
he humps a guy like me.
Right.
But all we need is a bag of weed to keep us worry-free.
1, 2, 3, ho!
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. Oh, you don't need nothing, you don't need speed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Have a go, Brian. As Mr. H.L. Mencken said, the common man's a fool. And just like Helen Keller said, poof doogie people pool. But try and use your heads and don't buy into all the fear.
Hey! Cause all we need is a bag of weed to make us wanna cheer. And 1, 2, a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. You can try and fight, but we're all agreed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Open up! It's the police!
Police? Police?
What's the dope? What's the dope? Did I have one lid or two lids? One lid or two lids? One, it was three lids. It was three. Okay. Acid. Mescaline. Where's the psilocybin? Here. There was four lids. Here it is. Where's the grass? Where's the grass? Four.
Did I sound like a cop? Hey, wow, man. What happened to your place, man? It looks like... Hey, wow, what a mess. Hey, listen, man. The only reason I come over is... Can you sell me a couple of lids? Oh, what's the matter, man?
And though cannabis is illegal in most places today, many cultures throughout history have tolerated it. From the time the plant was first discovered in India and China thousands of years ago, people have seen it as more than just an intoxicant. Long before the discovery of aspirin, cannabis was used as a medical treatment for relieving pain.
Dealing with pain, you know, that's a tremendous part of human life. And it was a bigger part before modern times. We all did physical labor. We didn't have many painkillers. We didn't have antibiotics. And a lot of intoxicants, even if they don't diminish pain the way opium does, they take your mind off it. And that's very, very important.
In 19th century America, cannabis was a popular treatment for conditions such as labor pains, asthma, and rheumatism.
You could walk into any drugstore in America and buy tinctures of cannabis. Cannabis was included in all sorts of medical preparations, and it was legal.
But everything would change in the 20th century when the plant got its new name, marijuana. The name came from Mexico, where cannabis was a popular intoxicant. In fact, Pancho Villa's rebel army sang a marching song about a cockroach who fueled himself with marijuana.
Ya no puede caminar porque no tiene porque le falta marihuana que fumar.
During the 1920s, many Mexicans immigrated to the United States, and some brought the custom of marijuana smoking with them.
Thank you.
Marihuana, brujería, marihuana. Brujería tiene marihuana. Marihuana, me cojo tu hermana. Marihuana.
The interesting thing, and what most people are unaware of, is that in the early 20th century, marijuana was fairly prevalent, much like alcohol. You could go to your local jazz scene and score pot. It was known as muggles back then. Not until the 1920s, when Mayor LaGuardia initiated the Marijuana Stamp Act, did it become a problem. And what it required the citizens to do was to go into the government building with their marijuana, thus entrapping them because they hadn't had a stamp for the marijuana they brought in. Could get a stamp.
And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Mary and said, hard work good and hard work fine, first take care of head. That's why I
smoke two joints in the morning, I smoke two joints at night, I smoke two joints in the afternoon, it makes me feel alright.
I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war.
I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more. Smoke two joints.
That's what I do.
Smoke two joints.
Come and smoke two joints with me in the morning.
Smoke two joints.
Come and smoke two joints with me. Hey, would you rather smoke two joints or would you rather do your homework?
Smoke two joints.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Smoke two joints.
About Armageddon, but what they don't realize, it's all a big joke. Cause all we got to do is to take all the big shots, put them in the park, and buy them all some smoke. Reggae for Reagan,
reggae for Reagan,
reggae for Reagan,
reggae for Reagan.
All we got to do is to get Reagan stoned, is to give him some ganja and leave us alone.
Go to his bone like a dog, go to his bone,
like a dog, go to his bone, like a dog, go to his bone, like a dog. When we smoke this stuff, it make us feel nice, it make us feel warm, it melt all the ice. If all the presidents would just do the same, they would have no need to hurt and kill and maim. Reggae for Reagan,
reggae for Reagan,
reggae for Reagan,
reggae for Reagan.
All we got to do is to get Reagan stoned, is to give him some ganja and leave us alone. All we got to do is to get Reagan stoned, yeah. Go to his reefer like a dog,
go to his bone
like a dog, go to his bone, like a dog, go to his bone, bar, bar. Like a dog, go to his bone, bar. Like a dog. Let's take all the money for the nuclear guns and buy a whole Colombia.
That would be fun.
You think we are kidding, but this is the point. Peace can be found, the one great big joint. Reggae for Reagan,
reggae for Reagan,
reggae for Reagan,
reggae for Reagan.
All we got to do is to get Reagan stoned,
is to
give him some ganja and
leave us alone.
Like a dog,
go to his bone.
Like a dog. Yeah, man, play the guitar solo. Andy, man. Yeah, man, feel that raster shiny vibrations. Yeah, man, we roll it up for you. This is the peace joint, Mr. Reagan. Why don't you smoke a bit? Why don't you pass it to that Nancy woman? Why don't you give some to other leaders of other countries everywhere? Pass it around the Oval Office. Yeah, man, smoke, get paid.
Nancy pass me by, she never get high. Ronnie pass me by, she never get high. You spit in the sky and then fall in your eyes.
Smoke it in the pipe, in the bowl or the bong.
We smoke it in the pipe, in the bowl or the bong. We smoke it all day and all night long. Then we're feeling fine and we're singing this song. Reggae for Reagan, reggae for Gaddafi, reggae for Castro, reggae for Gorbachev. For your butt smoking.
Mister, get back on stone.
Mister,
give him some ganja and leave us alone. All we got to do is to get back on stone.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to his reaper like a dog.
Go to his bone
like a dog. Go to his bone, woof woof, like a dog. Go to his bone,
bye bye.
Woof woof, bye bye, woof. Yeah, man, yeah, smoking it. I got the peace joint.
Got the peace joint.
I got the peace joint.
Smoke it.
The peace joint.
I take a hit from the peace joint. Yeah, man. I got the peace bone.
Smoke it.
The peace bone.
I got the peace leaf.
Smoke it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm so stoned. Mr. Egan, I'm so stoned. Get stoned, man. It's for peace. It's for peace.
Peace.
Reggae for Reagan,
reggae for Reagan,
reggae for Reagan,
reggae for Reagan. Reggae for Reagan.
Peace, I got the vision, man, from Jah, I got the vision, it's for
size it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, and I will advertise it. Some call it tampi, some call it. Call it ganja. Never mind, got to legalize it. And don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. And I will advertise. Players of instrument too. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. That's the best thing you can do. Don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. And I will advertise it. It's good for the food. Good for asthma. Tuberculosis, even humara thrombosis. Got to legalize it. Don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah.
I will advertise it. Birds eat it, ants love it, fowls eat it, goats love to play. Got to legalize it, and don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah, and I will advertise it.
Yeah! comes flat. I'm away upstairs and had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Thank you.
music from Black Sabbath here on 40 Acres and the Clone Mule, and Sweet Leaf, Life After Life. The tune was called Mexico from the Day the Needles Stood Still compilation. Peter Tosh did Legalize It. Zoning Board did Reggae for Reagan from a 12-inch single. The Toys with Smoke Two Joints from a 12-inch EP. Life After Life before that. Family Guy with Bag of Weed. Reverend Horton Heat in there with Marijuana. Life After Life with Marijuana. Nigel Peppercock with Stoned. Just a bunch of stuff. It's legal a mile away here. 40 Acres and Clone Mule.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back in a moment.
Robot Beater.